Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, it's us again.
Yep. Welcome back to whatever this is. You like it.
Surprise.
So you're
here.
Listening.
Yeah, you like it. Don't
you
act
must.
Like you don't
you're here.
Like
what the heck? You don't like us and you're here? I'm surprised.
Weird,
and
but
shocked.
You don't like us and you're here.
That's surprising.
You're trying to like torture yourself with the sounds of our voices.
Hey, maybe. With our shrill
Ooh,
voices.
Maybe that's
what?
Are we like being used to torture people?
Oh no!
Our podcast? Is that where
it's so painful to listen to us?
That's where all of our listeners are coming from.
That explains
that
a
makes
lot.
Sense.
What?
Okay.
What?
Okay. I get
well,
it. I get it now.
Hello, torture victims all and listeners all.
Yes.
Welcome to it. This is your favorite podcast,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Ghosts are everywhere.
Yes.
And I'm Carly.
And I'm Cecilia. And the ghosts
and
truly are everywhere this week.
Yep.
Aren't they, Carly?
They're everywhere. Everywhere, not nowhere. All around.
They are all around. I'm wearing my spooky
Correct.
Sweater. Look, ghosts are
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, look, there's a ghost literally on it. I'm looking at a ghost
on
your sweater.
I'm saying look at everybody who can't see the fact that I'm wearing.
She said look.
Look. I say look,
and
people.
Only person who can look is me.
If anyone's...
Well, it's a treat just for me,
it's a
and
treat
I appreciate
just for
it.
But
though
wearing...
I also, I did mm-hmm. buy last week, not last week, I guess last week.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, when is today? Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I bought it on Saturday, so it was last week
okay.
technically now. I bought two Halloween shirts.
Okay.
And I felt so good and special.
Where did you find Halloween shirts? Were you thrifting?
I went to, yeah, kind of. Thrifting, but then also just vintage shopping.
Okay.
I went to, if you're in Hamilton, I'm sure, and you like vintage, I'm sure you know Out of the Past.
Mm, of course, the classic.
I went to their new spot.
Mm, yes.
Their new old Out of the Past.
Yes.
Which is like a couple storefronts down from their old spot. A couple storefronts down from my store, Girl on the Wing.
Mm-hmm.
I call it my store. It's not even my store that I work
your
at.
Your store
Girl
that
the
you
Wing.
Go to all the time. And
my store that I'm always at.
To.
It feels like I live there
yeah.
In a good way.
Yes.
Yeah. It's close to there, but it's also not their old spot. It's in between. Split the difference. Yeah, I went there. It was so much fun. The people who were working there were so nice and excited that I went with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
My sister bought a few different things, and I bought, like, too many things. Because I just, like, feel like I haven't been out to shop in a long
yeah.
time. And I, like, forgot what it's like to shop in a store that isn't the store that I also work
mm-hmm.
at and see everything
yeah.
and know everything. I was like, look at all these things.
You're like, ooh, all
like,
these exciting things that I can look
yeah.
at that's different from what I usually look at.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm an avid thrifter. I haven't thrifted a lot in the past couple of years,
mm-hmm.
though, just because we all know why.
Because of the times.
But, like, because of the times that we are in. But I haven't been, like, vintage shopping.
Yes.
Besides, like, when I go to, I guess, the antique mall and fix up my booths and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But and then we, like, see a neighboring booth that has some cool stuff. I'm like, actually, I would buy that. But I haven't, like, been shopping. Like, we used to do that often, remember?
Yeah.
Like, you and I would do it even together often.
It was just a thing to do. When we hung
out. A thing
out.
To do. Yeah. And we haven't for a very long time just because we haven't.
We don't go places.
It was so fun. I know we don't go anywhere. but it was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I got two Halloween shirts. And I'm like, I'm ready for Halloween.
Wow.
Don't even know if one of them fits me, but I'm going to wear it. I don't care.
Well, yeah, just make it work.
I will. Oh,
it doesn't
you know
need
I will.
To fit. It's fine.
No, it just is Halloween.
Yeah.
So Halloween fits no matter if it fits.
Yeah. Halloween
you know?
Is all the time. Halloween is in our hearts. I
yes.
am wearing a Halloween sweater right now.
Yeah.
And just to prove that ghosts truly are everywhere.
Correct.
Yes.
We have to, if we're not sure that they're there, we're the ones that bring them. Like
we, yeah. Yeah.
We will make our claim true at any cost.
Yes. If there isn't a ghost in a location, we'll make sure that there is one by wearing
yeah.
dumb sweaters.
Yeah,
cool
exactly.
sweaters.
Cool kid sweaters,
cool
only
sweaters.
For the coolest kids in
cool
the land.
Sweaters that have glow-in-the-dark ghosts and skeletons
yes.
on it, because that's
it's
what
so
cool kids wear.
Obviously.
This is the peak
like,
of fashion.
Come on. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you don't think it is, then you got to get your brain checked. Because yeah. I don't think... I know you're not right. Or, like, you can't just, possibly be correct.
You just need to learn. You need to learn fashion. Because clearly yeah. you don't understand.
Mm. Yeah, maybe you haven't studied fashion as much as we yeah. have. And we know we are, what we're talking about.
We are students of fashion.
Yeah. And, like, we're a couple of bona fide fashionistas.
We are absolutely fashionistas.
Yeah.
And that's why we're on this podcast today, to tell you all about fashion.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. As we always do. Yes. And you love it. So it's not our fault you keep coming back. No.
It's your absolutely fault. Not.
We blame you.
You could stop. You could stay away, but you just keep on coming back.
You just want a little more, another little taste.
Can't get enough of it. Or this is your first time, and welcome.
Hey, and welcome. Now you can't get
now you can't get enough of it.
And now you've had a taste. You want more?
Definitely can't get enough of it. Of this.
No, never.
Nonsense. Okay. we gotta talk about ghosts today, right, Carly?
Of course. I mean, we've been saying how they're everywhere, so we might as well give some examples of how they're everywhere.
So I personally have a ghost that is everywhere.
Amazing.
I mean, it's not everywhere, it's in one place, but
I too have a place that is in, well, actually mine is interesting. We'll get into that.
Okay.
But there is apparently ghosts attached to it.
Okay.
We are doing a classic. I'm going to explain it. Yes, we're doing a classic choose your own.
Classic.
Which we like to do here on the podcast, where I tell a story that Cecilia doesn't know what I'm telling, and she tells a story that I don't know what she's telling, and it could be from anywhere, any when. It's usually ghosts.
Usually.
And this week it sounds like it's ghosts.
It's ghosts.
For both of us.
I got a ghost.
That's good.
I probably got a ghost.
I got like something that's ghosts, probably.
Something that's ghosts.
So, yeah. But yeah, so it's really exciting. And yeah, we are jumping in. If you have read the description, then you know what we're both doing, but both of us have no clue what the other's talking about. So you're going to hear it for the first time, and, let's get into it.
Let's do it,
into it. Why not? Who is it? Well, I decided to, jump into a very popular American legend.
Okay.
I am talking about the legend of John Henry, or as my dad kept calling it this week when I told him I was doing it, John Henry's Hammer.
Oh, I don't know this guy.
I know. It's a really good one.
Okay.
John Henry is one of the most prolific heroes of American folklore, up there with the likes of Johnny Appleseed and Betsy Ross. But for me, John Henry is the most compelling of the lot.
Okay.
So his story has been recounted in movies, books, TV, video games, and most of all, music. And today, podcasting.
Never before done.
I highly doubt that.
No, this is very the first
popular.
Time.
Very popular
this
story.
This is the first time he's been talked about on a podcast, for sure.
We are the formative podcast of John Henry's story.
Yes.
There are few things, Cecilia, that we love more than a good legend, except for maybe a legend that may or may not include a ghost.
Yes, we do like ghosts. Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Surprise. It's not like we talk about them every week.
Nope.
So you I know don't know who this is. So you're like, who is John Henry? I'm sure.
I don't know him.
Well, I'll tell you.
He has a hammer.
John Henry. Okay, according to my dad. Well, we'll get to his hammer. Don't worry. Okay. But John Henry was a black man, a black laborer who worked on the railroad in the 1800s. Okay. He worked as a steel driving man. His task was to drill into the rock with a hammer. There's his hammer.
Okay.
And steel drill by striking it to make holes where dynamite could then be inserted to blast the rock and essentially create tunnels for the railway. Mm. So a very hard, laborious, terrible, bad job, you know? For strong John Henrys.
Mm-hmm.
So the legend goes, one day as the men were working away, an agent from a steam drill company brought a drill to the work site. John Henry wasn't too pleased. He thought the use of these new industrial machines would replace good, hardworking folks, and then men like himself would be without a job. You know, classic industrialization worries of laborers, right? And so the drill salesman claimed that the machine could outbore any man. And John Henry said, oh yeah? I don't think so. And Like the Harry Belafonte ballad version of the story goes, he says, "You can't drive steel like me." So the contest went down. Okay. John Henry as the hammer man working with another man as the shaker. And so the shaker is the person who holds the drill against the rock and like rotates and kind of jostles it.
You got a mover and a shaker.
You got a mover and a shaker, and the person who's John Henry's role swings the hammer to drive it into the rock. Okay. So, like, they both have a hard job, but John Henry's the one who's lugging around, like, a 20-pound, like, big ol' hammer, you know? It was this hands-on approach versus the steam drill, which, at that time, to describe a steam drill, it weighed about 400 pounds and was powered by a remote boiler that fed steam to the machine through a hose and could probably only operate at about 9 PSI. PSI is pounds per square inch. Versus, like, a modern rock driller, to put this into perspective, puts out about 2,500 PSI.
Compared to 9?
Of hydraulic pressure. 9 PSI. God. Yeah. It's, like, basically saying, like, my car has 2 horsepower instead of 1 horsepower. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's, like, similar to that. Yeah. So while powerful as well, like that's a powerful machine for the time. But it was prone to breakdowns and could not shake the rock chippings from the hole as it bored. So like it would get deeper and deeper, but then the rock would stay there. And it would get clogged, etc., and it would just stop working. So this is giving us, you know, the big players in this big contest, because John Henry said, "I'm going up against this machine." It's very man versus the machine. The classic age-old tale.
Tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time. And so the great competition commenced. So there's different accounts giving different lengths of time that it lasted. But what they all agree on for sure is that John Henry won. He outperformed the machine. Some saying he got as far as 2 7-foot openings, so 14 feet in total he was able to drill, while the steam drill did just 9 feet.
Oh, shit.
So usually people say, yeah, he did 14, the steam drill did 9. Pretty wild. Yeah. Like, that's wild. And as he finished, John Henry held up his hammer in triumph, apparently only to then possibly, this is kind of how the ballad goes, collapse and lay down his hammer, and he died. Lord, Lord, that's how the ballad goes.
God.
He laid his hammer down. He literally worked himself to death
so hard. He worked so hard.
He was like, "I have won. Laborers are the winners. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. I did what I came here for."
He's like this, like, incredible, like, folk hero. So, yeah, John Henry's become this folk hero, a fighter for labor rights, a literal legend. But problem with legends, Cecilia, is they're not always exact.
What?
Their details often embellished or altered through time and telling.
What?
I know.
Are you
it's
saying
shocking.
That wasn't 100% true?
Well, so the thing is, I gave the story rather vaguely. And a lot of people don't tell the story as vague as I did.
Okay.
Because I was setting it up, Cecilia, to talk about the possible different locations this could have happened.
Yes, okay.
Because there is some controversy about that. So there's multiple tunnels that claim that the superhuman but still human feat happened there. And there's even differing beliefs on who John Henry himself was.
Okay.
So the first and most legendary location of the infamous contest is the Big Bend Tunnel near Talcott, West Virginia, that was built between 1870 and 1872. That was then open until about 1974, so for about 100 years. And it was built by the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway. Most people know it as the C&O Railway. It's so certain in the community that this is the spot that this happened, that they hold a yearly festival in Talcott named after John Henry.
Okay.
And have even placed a statue and memorial plaque along West Virginia Route 3 as it crosses over the Big Bend Tunnel. So they're like, he's our guy. We love him. Big fans.
We've decided this is
yeah.
What's true.
Yeah. They're like, we know this story. It happened here.
Yeah.
And in the statue is actually incredible. Mm-hmm. He's depicted as this giant, handsome, like muscle man hero.
Yeah.
Like very folk hero vibes, holding a hammer aloft. Like he's just vibing.
Of course.
And why might these West Virginians be so confident? Because again, I told you there's some controversy. Yeah. That Big Bend is the place. Not Big Ben. I knew it was bound to happen. Slightly different. Different Ben. So it is more around the bend rather than the bend.
Bend.
Yeah, with a D on the end. Yeah. Well, the reason they're so confident is because in 1927, a sociologist named Guy B. Johnson investigated the legend. With his findings, he concluded that that was the place, especially because he was able to speak with a man from the area who said he had seen it. The man, Neil Miller, spelled N-E-A-L, which I thought was neat, Neil Miller, went to the tunnel with his father at age 17, carrying water and drills for the steel drivers, and he said he saw John Henry every day, and eventually also the Great Contest.
Okay.
He said the contest went on all day and part of the next. He confirmed John Henry won, but that he didn't rest enough and he overdid it. And in his words, took sick and died soon after. And you might be thinking, well, Carly, is he just going to believe one random man who says that he saw it? Well, our guy, literally our guy, Guy B. Johnson.
Our guy, Mr. Guy.
Talked to the people in the town and basically they all said that Neil was very trustworthy. They basically said if Neil Miller said anything happened, it happened.
Yeah,
like he's not just like
lie about things.
A random. No, he's like he was a reputable man, you know. So to further confirm, our guy then contacted the chief engineer of the C&O Railroad about the tunnel. But in speaking with him, the engineer said that no steam drills were ever used in that tunnel. Though, when asked about any possible documentation about it, he responded, all such paper has been destroyed by fire.
Sure. Like, of course. Why is that always the case? People are so bad at keeping paperwork.
They're
like, no, there was a flood. No,
it's almost like it's perfect kindling.
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah. So it's a really interesting situation where he's like, there has never been, like, there's never been a steam thing here, and not even never. And he's like, boy, can I see
but
some.
But they can't prove
you know,
it.
But they can't really
yeah,
prove
they can't
it.
They can't prove it either way.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is why it's a little controversial. A more modern claim on the tunnel location was made in 2006 by historian Scott Reynolds Nelson, who claims no man by the name of John Henry worked at Big Bend. But one such man did work at the Lewis Tunnel in Virginia, across the river. Not West Virginia, but Virginia.
Just regular old Virginia.
Regular Virginia. He said that's where it happened.
Okay.
Nelson discovered documentation, and he thinks so, because Nelson discovered documentation of a 19-year-old black man referred to as John Henry, John W. Henry, as well as John William Henry. And this documentation he found was from the Virginia Penitentiary. And why that's important is at the time, penitentiary inmates were hired out as laborers to various contractors. Mm-hmm. And especially because of the really dire conditions at the penitentiary, a lot of these men and prisoners were basically hired out to the railroad because they could provide better conditions for them. Like, they could feed them, they could dress them much better than the penitentiary could.
Yeah.
And so, apparently also, Nelson discovered the C&O tunneling records, Cecilia, which the company had believed had been destroyed by fire.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And because he also believes that was one of the people who confirmed that there was never any steam drills that were present at the Big Bend Tunnel.
Yeah.
But he did find documentation that in the tunneling records that there were many of them used to build the Lewis Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nelson believes that Henry, like many black folks after the Civil War, is believed to have come to Virginia as a free man to work on the cleanup of the battlefields after the Civil War, because that was kind of a big thing. And in his records, it shows that he was arrested and tried for burglary and that John Henry was in the first group of convicts released by the warden to work as leased laborers on the C&O Railway. Okay. So they know for sure that a John Henry was imprisoned and that he was then, like, let to work for the railroad. Okay.
But that's just, like, someone named John Henry?
That's someone... that's a black man named John Henry.
Which
that's
I feel like is a pretty common name, though.
Yeah, right? Like it is a very common name.
Yeah.
John Henry sounds common. Like a black forced laborer, essentially, working on the railroad.
Yes.
Also terrible, yeah, but common. Especially at the time. Like think about when we are. This is, like, just post-emancipation.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, you know, like, freedom isn't free. You know what I mean? Like, especially in states, like, yeah. Anyways, we're not going to totally get into that because this is an incredible folk hero. We don't have to get into the complications of the mess that was the Civil War. There's too much for us to jump into today. We do it a lot.
Far too much.
And we talk about it often. Yeah. And we, you know, if you've listened for any length of time, you know how we feel. And I'm sure you also are knowledgeable. Anyways, so just to touch on that real quick, because could not talk about prison and not talk about that just for a hot sec. I'm laughing because it's awful, but also because it's true. And so Nelson also found records that indicate the contest took place, like he said, at the Lewis Tunnel, where prisoners for sure did work besides steam drills basically day and night. So they, like, were working around the clock to get this railroad going. And Nelson, there's also a verse in the ballad of John Henry that describes where he's buried, and it describes him buried in the sand near the White House.
Okay.
And I'm sure if you're thinking the White House, that's in freaking Washington. That's not the White House they're referring to.
It's just
in the song,
a white house.
He believes, kind of. So Nelson argues that the verse is about John Henry being buried near the White House in the sand. Somewhere near locomotives, near where the locomotives roar, means that Henry's body was buried in a ditch behind the so-called White House of the Virginia State Penitentiary, which at the time, from photos, indicate that it was painted white. And along those banks, numerous unmarked graves have been found.
It could have just been like the penitentiary was had a white house.
Like, it just was white. It was just this white building close to where the tunnels were and close to the sandy riverbanks, because there's, like, a river that goes by. And prison records for John William Henry stopped in 1873, which is an interesting time, remember, because I said it was just being finished. Actually, that was the other tunnel. But they were all built around this time. Prison records for John William Henry stop in 1873, suggesting that he was kept there on the record books until it was clear that he was not coming back and had died. So, and I personally, like, what does Carly believe? To me, this version of the John Henry story, like, feels, like, truer. Even if this isn't the John Henry in the ballad, this to me is the story of more of these laborers than not. Like he, instead of representing, like, man versus the machine, for me, learning about this version, that Scott Reynolds Nelson has said is probably truer, speaks more to the many hundreds of convict laborers who were killed in unknown circumstances tunneling through the mountains, or many of whom died shortly afterwards of silicosis, which is from breathing in the dust created by the drills and blasting. Because apparently all of the men that worked there all died, like, soon after, either from, like, actually dying as they were working or dying from silicosis from breathing in all this dust and awfulness.
I'm sure they didn't give them any, like, masks or...
No, of course PPE. Not.
No such thing.
Especially if the majority are convict laborers.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about them. They're like, we don't pay you. We don't give you any equipment. You're just working. No. You're working for us. We don't care about you.
You're working and you're doing it. And also, like, imagine that that is the better alternative to being at the penitentiary as well. Like, it's all bad everywhere for these folks. There's another version that this famous race took place not in Virginia or West Virginia, but rather in Dunavant, Alabama. Personally, I don't buy it. Yeah. There's even other claims that have been made that it took place in Kentucky or Jamaica. I'm like, okay. There could be more than one person doing a cool thing, okay?
It also could be just like an amalgam, like multiple things similar to that happened, and then it just kind of like turned into this story, or like someone like heard something secondhand, but it didn't actually do like that, and somebody like blew it out of proportion and made it this like big thing when it wasn't necessarily like that.
Totally. Yeah. That's how like some of the best stories start. Right?
Like that might not be either his real name. He might not have been like. It might have been, like, the three guys, and they, like, push it together into, like, one dude who just, like, did this into wild one, like, thing.
Ginormous dude, 7 foot tall dude.
This also, giant magic man.
I know. Also, an interesting thing, too, that I forgot to mention is the imprisoned John Henry, the John Williams Henry, John William Henry. He was a small man.
Okay.
He was, like, five. I think they said maybe, like, I think the stuff that I... my research, he's like 5'6" maybe, like just a regular size man instead of this like 6 foot humongous giant man, which wouldn't have been good to be as a tunneler, as a laborer.
No,
like you have to be low to the ground, you know what I mean? You have to like, these tunnels, while they're like built for the railway, they're not very big because trains weren't big, remember? Like they're one-way tunnels.
You don't want to be a giant man in like a tiny tunnel trying to work.
No.
It's not comfy.
It would not work out well for you. So I like the chances that he whoever John Henry was a humongous, beautiful, giant mountain of a man is, to me, makes no sense.
It just makes him more impressive.
But maybe he was. Well, because he visual is he is strength.
Yeah.
He is, and that's wonderful. And that is a really special thing to embody for people, right? Like that hope and that, like, gumption. Mm-hmm. I love it. But a few notable times that John Henry's story has been... out there that we would know. I didn't know this, but most recently in 2020, Terry Crews played a modern day adaptation of it in the movie John Henry.
Oh my god! Okay.
Apparently, people didn't like it. Apparently, it was bad.
It's kind of sounds but kind of
I don't
bad.
Know.
How did they make a movie out of that?
I don't know. My sister told me that, and it's confirmed. I'm just reading it now. That there's a Walt Disney animation, like a feature animation short film called John Henry. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know. She was like, oh, there's a... I was like, there is? I was like, that's cool. And if you might remember this, Cecilia, in the 88th episode of season 5 of SpongeBob SquarePants...
Yes.
SpongeBob versus the Patty Gadget.
Okay.
It's basically them doing the story of John Henry, where SpongeBob competes against the machine to... called the Patty Gadget to keep his job at the Krusty Krab.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like a version of that. Yeah. It's so funny. Danny Glover played a version of John Henry and Shelley Duvall's Tall Tales and Legends in the 80s, which is cool. John Henry was mentioned in Cheers. For me, the one that I remember the most is, do you remember in How I Met Your Mother when Marshall does Marshall versus the Machine? Remember that song?
No.
I only remember because I recently rewatched it.
Okay.
He's like running. They're all trying to find the fastest way to somewhere. And one's like, I'll take a cab. I'll walk. I'll take the train. I'll do this. And Marshall's like, I will run there faster than any machine.
Okay.
And then it's this whole thing, Marshall versus the machine. Uh-huh. And it starts off with like, I'll be like John Henry. Uh-huh. And he just like starts running. It's very funny. But yeah, like I said, lots of ballads. The Boss does a version of it, Bruce Springsteen.
Of course he does.
There's a Harry Belafonte version. There's classic, you know, blues and ballad versions. There's also a version from Johnny Cash. Like, John Henry is, everyone's done John Henry.
All the boys I would love say John Henry.
Music is the one where he shows up the most. As well as literature. He was also on a postage stamp. He's in video games. John Henry, man. And I got a lot of my information today from, I'm from one such TV show called Man vs. History.
Okay.
Which is a neat history show that I, History Channel show that I recently watched that is like the host dives into American legends and kind of decides by the end if they're fact, fiction, or somewhere in between, which is pretty cool. And this one, and he's the host of it was from, it was also in 30 Rock. Oh, I forgot about that. John Henry was in 30 Rock too. Okay. The host of that show, Man vs. History, is from West Virginia.
Okay.
So it was funny. He felt very strongly about it. And so when he found out that it was possibly didn't take place in West Virginia, but in Virginia, he was like, whoa, what?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's like one of the exciting things. We might want to talk quickly about the ghost.
I was wondering when that was going to come up.
I know. And so it's really confusing because I didn't really hear much about ghostly presence at the Lewis Tunnel, which to me, after doing the research and hearing the stories I've heard, makes the most logical sense as to where it took place, save for hearing about the literal eyewitness account. Which also like could be true. Like maybe that, like there's no reason why there couldn't have been two John Henrys. And that the actual, you know, thing happened at the Big Bend Tunnel. But the Big Bend Tunnel is where people have reported interesting encounters.
They've seen some ghosty ghosts. Okay.
Kind of. A lot of people say that it gives them like eerie vibes.
In the tunnels
in Big Bend, they go ding dong, it's us. And it's not open to the public. It like has like a, it's like gated essentially, okay. I think. Because it's just like an old ass tunnel and it's not safe, and it's not in use. I think it like gets flooded a lot, but people report eerie vibes, and I believe that people have seen like mists and things and like a little bit of apparition. If you go near the tunnel or in the tunnel, you can still see like the holes they bored to put dynamite. Like it's still all like, it's all hand hewn, it's all still very visible, these like layers of rock that have been chipped away. As well, people have heard the sound of sledges hammering away. So like they've heard the like sound, like the working sounds.
The sounds of working, even though there's definitely no working happening anymore.
There's definitely no working happening. Absolutely. Which regardless if John Henry happened or not, a lot of folks suffered and a lot of folks died. And so it wouldn't, you know, be weird to me that even if this wasn't the place that the infamous John Henry race happened, that there wouldn't be, you know, something spooky that remains. And another, I'll just go back to another reason why I don't think that the Big Bend Tunnel is really where the John Henry thing happened.
Sure.
The kind of rock that's there is a little different. It's more brittle. It's more like it clears easier. Whereas the rock at the Lewis Tunnel, it was like more hardcore and they like would have benefited from, I think, steam powered.
Yeah.
Because so also like.
They fully just didn't need the steam power at that the Big Bend, right?
That's my understanding and my takeaway from what I read and learned. But also that steam powered shit was ridiculous because you had to have a fire to make it go. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these tunnels, like, there was so much off-gassing. Mm-hmm. And, like, to light a fire near any of that is so dangerous.
It's also, no ventilation and, like, no. I'm sure weird, like, gases and shit.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I'm not exaggerating when I say everyone that worked those tunnels died within a few years. Yeah. It's not an exaggeration.
No, it's like a fucked up business. Like,
yeah,
it's not a safe work environment.
No, the farthest from
it. No, very much not.
Yeah. And so that wouldn't be surprising to me why a lot of railroad tunnels are haunted.
Yeah,
man.
People be dying,
and also they're always poor folks. They're always racialized folks. They're like often like new immigrants. Yeah. There's always like these groups of people who are so disenfranchised and have no power, mm-hmm. Or ability to choose anything other than this horrible.
It's not the rich people who are going to be down in the in the railway tunnels.
No, you'll never see Jeff Bezos holding the drill and a hammer. He'll never be John Henry.
No,
never be as legendary. No. But yeah, so I got a lot of my information from Wikipedia, AmericanGhostStories.com, and NPS.gov, which is the National Park Service.
Oh, thanks,
which
National
is cool.
Park Service.
Yeah, they're into it. We love it.
We love it.
And so, yeah, that's the story. The man versus machine, mm-hmm. John Henry and his hammer.
John Henry. I didn't know him. That's fun.
I know. I, like, had only heard about him, like thinking back to things like Marshall versus the machine. Like, I'd heard mention of him, but I hadn't really clocked it.
It does.
Until I watched that show, and I was like, whoa.
It does also
this is so cool.
Just seem like sort of a thing that would be almost cliched, though, like a man versus a machine is like David versus Goliath. Like,
yeah,
it's a tale as old as time.
It's totally a tale as old as time, but also like this is like the earliest, like not the earliest version, but this is like the early American version.
Yes,
of it, right?
Yeah.
Like the reason it's cliche is because of this story.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? I love taking things back to the roots.
We don't always think of like where it originated from.
Yeah, totally. I literally the second I was watching that episode, I wrote down John Henry ! in my notebook because I was like, I have to.
You're like
do
this
John
one,
Henry.
This guy, he's important.
Yeah, there was like a glimmer of ghost. I was like, I have to do John Henry.
Like I can make this a ghost story.
Well, it is, but it's also, like, you know, one of those stories we love to tell with, like, a wink. Like, we know it's not chock full
this
of ghosts.
This is ghosts.
It's chock full of legend and badassery, you know? So, yeah, that's John Henry. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Well, mine's pretty different. Mine doesn't have... Mm. Mine's not American. I don't have a folk hero.
It.
Mine is.
Oh, wow.
We're gonna go to Spain. Mine's in Madrid.
España.
España. Okay. Okay, we're going to Madrid.
Vámonos.
Madrid. Let's go.
Love that. Love that for us.
So I got my information from GoMadrid.com, SecretosDeMadrid.com, MiradorMadrid.com, TurismoEnMadrid.com, and EsMadrid.com. So it's Madrid.
I love it. That's very Madrid. In case you weren't sure.
Just in case.
Just do Madrid, folks.
You were not sure where we were going. All of the websites say Madrid in it.
Madrid.
So this particular haunted spot is La Casa de las Siete Chimeneas, or...
Of the Seven Chimneys?
The House of the Seven Chimneys.
Yeah!
Do you know
why? Oh my god, does it really have seven?
It does. It has seven chimneys.
I'm...
It has seven whole chimneys. Okay, so... It was built between 1574 and 1577 architect Antonio Sierro. That's definitely
fake
news.
I really truly thought you were going to say Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. He built the house. Yes, okay. Antonio Banderas built it with his bare hands.
Thank God.
And
I knew he would.
He did such a good job that it's still there. It's one of the few remaining 16th century buildings in the city. Or like 16th century like residential or like those types of buildings. It's in the Chueca neighborhood overlooking the Plaza del Rey.
Okay.
And of course it has seven chimneys.
Oh my god, love that.
They are 7 identical cylindrical chimneys arranged in like a line at the front of the roof.
Oh, that's really scary.
And they're all the same like red brick color as the building's facade. So it's just like a bunch of chimneys like lined up on the side. Don't know why, but
there's so many chimneys.
And that's what people know it as, because it's like, well, there's 7 chimneys. That's a lot of chimneys.
Most... Well, because you can't look past it. You're like, you know, the chimney house. Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
you know
that house with all those chimneys? And people are like, yeah, why does it, what's the deal? Why does it have so many chimneys? You know why?
Too many chimneys.
We don't know. I don't know why. So now, as it stands, it's in a pretty like central location in Madrid. But way, way back in the 16th century, when it was built, it was more like at the edge of the city. It was surrounded by orchards and gardens, so it was more of like a grand country home. Now it's kind of a just classic. A building in the city.
Classic.
It was owned by a Genovese merchant, Baltasar Cataneo, and it was known as the Casa de Cataneo until a few years later when they extended the building and added the 7 chimneys.
Okay.
So the 7 chimneys were added on later.
They were an add-on, an afterthought. Uh-huh.
So according to some legends, the 7 chimneys were like built to be representative of the 7 deadly sins.
I was going to say, is it one chimney per sin?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what people say anyway. But they all kind of like, they all look the same. So it's not like they have like a little face with like... gluttony.
What the sin is. Sloth. Yeah.
No, they don't have any of that.
Oh, man.
No.
That would have been good.
But, you know what it does have? It's what? Got a ghost.
Hell yeah.
So, if you're walking by on a bright moonlit night and you look up on the roof between the chimneys, you can maybe see a ghost of a woman dressed in white.
Between the chimneys?
Yeah, like on the roof.
Oh my god, ma'am, yeah. Get off the
and
roof!
She's on the roof, and she's looking towards the royal palace, which is not that far from the house. So there's a few stories that try to explain this mysterious ghostly lady. And a lot of the websites that I read from sort of told different versions, or I was either trying to read in Spanish or read from poorly translated Spanish.
Yes, classic.
So they're not all super accurate. Or the people are not on the same page about the story.
Gotcha.
So I'll tell a few different, like, versions of it.
Love that.
So some say that the house was built by King Felipe II to contain an illegitimate daughter who lost her mind locked up in the house. And I'll kind of get into that later about the illegitimate daughter. Another story tells of a lover of King Felipe who when he stopped wanting her around after he married his 4th wife, he decided to lock her away in the house to get rid of her. Just be like, okay, get out of my sight.
No!
But
a bricked-in situation.
It's kind of a bricked-in situation, but she escaped, and decided that she was going to threaten to marry another man to make the king jealous.
That's very drama.
But that didn't work. And the king was like, oh, no, that's great. I'm so happy for you. And I'm going to be the best man. And this is amazing.
Oh, no.
And she was, like, super upset by that. The night before the wedding, she went into the cellar of the house and stabbed herself in the heart.
Oh, my God. That is very dramatic.
I feel like I've been having so many stories of, like...
Oh my god!
People like getting broken up with, or like having their heart broken and just killing themselves,
and being like, "Goodbye, cruel world."
It happens too often in these ghost stories. Dumb. Don't do it, people.
Like, we get it. You're distraught. You're having a hard time.
You'll get over it. You'll find another king.
Fine. Oh my god. You've got one king. That could be your stepping stone. You could get a better king.
Exactly.
A richer king.
You could get a different king of a fancier kingdom.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spain?
Ugh,
try
Spain.
Spain wants to marry the Spanish.
You can marry
not
the
that
king.
One. He had 4 wives.
Yeah,
that's so many wives.
I know, that's his 4th wife.
Just because he's the Spanish king doesn't make him the best.
No, you found a different king. Go get with the king of what's another place? The king
Anywhere
of France.
There you go, king of France.
A different
Get with
place.
France. anywhere else.
Go
you could just be like, France,
else.
What up?
I don't know. Maybe the kings
je parle français.
The kings of France were not so chill. Maybe don't get with the king of France.
I almost would argue no monarchy is chill.
No king is chill. Yeah, how about you find yourself a nice chill guy who's not a royalty and isn't going to fuck you over.
Yeah, you could be like, hey, wealthy merchant. Like,
guess what?
Hey,
royalty's
hey,
bad.
Hey, old money. Also, old money's bad, too.
Old money.
Hey, rich person who's only just a little rich but gives a lot of their wealth away.
Hey, successful person.
Yeah.
Successful,
hey, person
stable
who
person.
Has a job.
Come on, girl. You could do better.
Provide for me so I could lounge around and look cute.
Yeah.
How about you do that instead, you know?
How about you do that instead of nice stabbing yourself in the heart? Ugh.
Yeah. I guess if you like, run with the big dogs and you fall mighty, like, how the mighty have fallen kind of vibes. I mashed
all
them
the
all together.
Mighty
like
and
that.
Fallen and...
run with the
okay,
wolves.
Another version of the story.
Okay.
Is there is a woman named Elena... And she, of course, was a beautiful, beautiful girl. And
classic.
She also was, like, the secret lover to the king or maybe to a prince.
Lover.
Someone very fancy and royal who built the house for her. Or she just happened to live in that house while she was, like, having an affair.
Sure.
But since she was unable to marry into royalty, she married a captain in the king's army named Zapata. And
hot.
They were in love, but he had to go away to war not long after they were married, and he was killed in battle.
Oh,
and Elena was so devastated
no.
by this loss that she just, like, stopped eating, stopped sleeping, stopped taking care of herself, and eventually they said that she died of a broken heart. Some claimed that she also gave birth to a daughter right before her death. But the daughter, the kid just kind of, like, disappeared. Like, it was kind of a rumor that she had had a child before she died. A mystery potential child.
Okay.
But the case got complicated when servants claimed that Elena had actually been murdered. And that there were knife marks on her body. She hadn't just died of a broken heart. She had been killed.
Oh, no, she got killed.
And people suspected that the king may have done something because he had been having an affair with her, and maybe this child that she had was his illegitimate
child. Oh, my God.
Which would have, like, caused some problems for him. So he's like, we can't do it. We can't do this. We got to kill her and hide the child away.
Oh, no.
So rumors were, like, swirling around the royal family, but eventually Elena's father was accused of the crime, and he was, like, questioned and everything.
Oh, my God.
And because he was being accused, he ended up hanging himself in the house.
Oh, my God. People really have no chill.
People have no chill.
Just in general.
I know. So he hanged himself.
Oh, my God.
And then after he had hanged himself, the case got even stranger because her body had vanished.
What?
She was
gone. It didn't just get up and walk away. Like,
I don't know. She came back to life. She just got up.
No. Oh, no.
She was gone. So even though they, like, searched the house, they thought maybe that her body was hidden in the walls or maybe it was buried in the gardens. But they couldn't find
her.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
So years later, a man claimed that he saw a woman dressed in white holding a torch and pointing at the royal palace on the roof of the house. Like I said before,
maybe
it's the ghost. So others started to see her as well, this lady on the roof. So some people were thinking that it was the ghost of Elena and that she was demanding justice for her death, and that was why she was, like, pointing towards the castle or the palace.
Yeah.
Others said that maybe it wasn't a ghost, but it was Elena's daughter, the, like, illegitimate child, who was being hidden away in the house and who was...
And she's just escaping to the
rooftop. She's
escaping
to the rooftop. She's like, I need my outdoor time. They don't let me out because...
Oh, no.
I am an illegitimate
child. I'm so illegitimate. I can't see the sun.
So illegitimate. Exactly.
I'm so illegitimate.
So illegitimate.
So illegitimate, I couldn't try to be more illegitimate.
She can't even, she's not even allowed to go outside. She's so illegitimate.
Oh my God.
She has to sneak up to the roof.
Oh.
Imagine.
I hate everything about it.
There's also a simpler version of the story that tells of a woman who lived in the house, who died of a broken heart when her husband was killed in battle, like the other one. Yeah. But in this story, I guess this is like the same story. They just say that maybe the father buried her body in the walls before killing himself.
I don't like things in walls.
It's like a post-mortem bricking in situation. She was bricked
not
in.
A post-mortem brick in.
Yes.
Have we? We haven't had a post-mortem brick in yet.
We might have. Have we? Getting just like bricked in.
Well, we've had like generally bricked in. Mm-hmm. But not like post-mortem
bricked in. I don't know. In. After death, you get bricked in. He's buried in the walls.
I don't like it. I really don't like any of it. That makes me so stressed to think about. Oh my god.
So
I don't want to know what's in my walls. Okay.
Yeah, maybe bodies, Carly.
No.
Maybe.
I don't want to think
maybe
about it.
Maybe. Could be.
Oh, I don't like it.
So fast forward in the 19th century, builders were renovating the building and they found the body of a woman. Perhaps it was Elena or this other heartbroken lady. And the skeleton was dated back to the 16th century and was found with coins from that period. So they were, this sort of stirred up the story again. And they were like, oh, does this mean it's true? There was actually a woman buried in the house, just left there.
You can't see, but my mouth is gaping.
Carly's holding her head.
Don't know what to do with this information. Yeah. Oh my god, it could have been true on it.
Could have been true.
Oh my god.
So they did actually
find
potential evidence that the story is true.
Oh my god.
So maybe it is really a ghost.
It like really could, like, I mean, we say this, like, they all could really be ghosts, mm-hmm. every single one, but like, if, like, not every day you find a skeleton where they say there's going to be a skeleton. You know what I'm saying?
No, especially like, not from the period that they say that there's a skeleton.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly that. Mm-hmm. Like, hello? Hello? Like, oh no.
So the building, it's now a historic artistic monument. And it's
love
the
that.
Offices of the Ministry of Education, Culture, and Sports. So, I mean, if you...
I love that they throw sports in there. Yeah. Can we just for a moment?
Yeah, education, culture, and sports. And, like, that covers quite a bit.
They really just, they do it all.
They do a lot. So that's what they're doing in that building now.
Wow.
So maybe Elena's just, she's working for the Ministry of Education, Culture, and Sports.
I love that. Do you think she has a specialization in sports, though?
I think she has a specialization in, she works for, like, the football.
I was going to say, is it football?
It's football. I hope it's football. She loves good. It.
Aww. Gets her out. Gets her out and out and about.
So now when you walk by, you can see her up on the roof in the night playing football.
Playing football. Yeah. Maybe that's why she's like just trying to get like her exercise on.
Yeah, no, she's just going for a walk. Like,
yeah, nighttime roof exercise.
Yeah, you got to get outside sometimes, man.
Who doesn't love a stroll?
You gotta take yourself for a walk. And sometimes, if you're a ghost, you gotta take a walk on the roof. Take a walk.
Yeah, who doesn't love a walk on the roof?
Love a walk on the roof. If I had a roof to walk on, I'd walk on it all the time.
You'd just be up there every day, all day.
I'd constantly be on
just
a roof.
Walking?
I would walk in. Yeah. Walking so much, walking all around.
We'd call you Christopher Walking, you'd be walking so much.
You'd call me Roof Walking.
Roof Bader Ginsburg is what we'd call you.
Roof.
Because you're so judicial.
So yeah,
your that's, love of roofs.
That's the Casa de las Siete Chimeneas.
Yay! I love that, and I am very glad that the chimneys are involved in the ghost.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah, she hangs out around the chimneys.
She just vibes around the chimneys.
Yeah, and maybe the chimneys are all sin chimneys.
That's true. I want them to be sin chimneys. Yeah. Can we just continue to claim
they're sin chimneys?
Because I really appreciate that. That really made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
In a story that was really a bummer, that part really made me laugh. Yeah,
because it's so silly. It's like, well, there's seven of them, so they must be representative. So
they must. Only reason they could be is because of the sins.
The only possibility.
Yeah, there's no other reason. No. It's not as if because we have so many fireplaces we need them, but no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they must have a lot of fireplaces. What are all these chimneys for?
Right? Where are they going?
I don't know.
Also, think of how much they probably spent a year on a chimney sweep.
Yeah.
That's expensive. Yeah. But they're rich, so
they're rich, doesn't matter.
Works out. Oh my gosh, do you think rich people spend, how much do rich people spend on a chimney sweep?
I don't know. How much is
chimney
sweep?
Can you still
toss them a tuppence?
Can you still call a chimney sweep tuppence a pair? Like, you can't call, Dick Van Dyke's not about to help you. So,
there are chimney sweeps. There are people that come and, to clean your chimney.
Yeah, but they're not called
chimney
sweeps.
I don't think they're called
chimney
sweeps. It's not it's not Dick Van Dyke. It's a person with I don't know. I'm sure there's a machine for it.
Yeah.
They don't send a child up into your chimney.
They don't do that anymore.
They don't send a small boy.
Man, remember the back of the day when they
remember the good old days when the children, you put the children to work in the chimneys.
Oh, not the child. I want one of those child chimneys, not one of those adult chimneys.
Oh, the good old days of child labor. And
Remember that. Well, see, this is another instance of man not beating the machine.
No.
This is not what John Henry
said.
The
chimney sweep machines won.
That's so upsetting to hear. So you're telling me that a young boy with a long stick and an umbrella without the top of umbrella on it, mm-hmm. without the material, can't do a better job than a machine?
No.
Come on! No. Are you sure? Should we test it?
There was no, John Henry chimney sweep boy.
There should have been a John Henry chimney sweep moment.
There might have been, and we just never heard about it, because...
Maybe we need to do some more research.
We do need to do some research. We should check. We should look into this.
I would love a classic child chimney sweep.
You would like your chimney swept by a small dusty child?
That sounds really awful and not correct. But I feel like there's a market for that.
Kelly's
there
aren't enough dusty children around anymore. The children are too clean these days.
What happened to the dust?
What happened
Where's
to
the
dust?
Go?
All these children are so clean. All these children are clean and on TikTok clean? When they should be cleaning chimneys.
They should just be dusty. This is when my Victorian lady ways come out. I'm just like, a child should be dusty and in a chimney. Go to the workhouse, young one. Yeah, Oliver Twist vibes. I don't know. I just... Now I'm sad about all the jobs that the chimney machines have taken from the children.
Oh, my God. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's fine.
Well,
child
labor is bad,
I'm
going
to speak for the little chimney boys and say they don't need to be working in the chimneys.
Yeah, like how the Lorax speaks for the trees, you speak for the chimney boys.
I speak for the chimney sweeps. I speak for the sweeps.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, all right, I'll drop it. Okay. I'll drop it, I guess. Cool. I can get behind that. Mm-hmm.
So,
It's been a nice rainy night.
It has been nice. It's a pretty spooky.
Just want to mention, if you've heard any pitter-patter upon the windows, that's what that is. So
it's the ambiance. It's the vibe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very that.
Have you seen any ghosts lately, Carly?
Me? Yeah. No, you... just the one on your shirt.
Oh, okay.
Just the one on your shirt.
Yeah. There's actually two. Yeah, there's two on my shirt.
Yeah, I can see the one that's closest to the top.
There's this one.
I don't
there's
think
this
I can see
here.
The... Oh, now I can see
and
the one below.
A skeleton.
Yeah.
And this is also a skeleton.
Yeah, so I've seen some skeletons and some ghosts, but they're definitely just the ones from your shirt.
Yes, okay. But they do glow in the dark. Not that you can tell.
Yeah.
It's not dark, but they do glow in the
dark.
Perfect. So
don't
you worry.
I've seen them before.
Don't you worry.
I'm not worried. I'm glad that they still glow in the dark. Okay. So thank you for putting my mind at ease. Yeah. Cecilia, have you seen any ghosts?
No, not recently. Just, yeah, I have these ones on my shirt. See some, maybe some memes with some ghosts in them occasionally.
Mm. Oh, I did see a ghost on the cover of the board game you got me.
Yes, this is true. I did get you a board game with
so
a ghost.
It's so cute and fun.
Carly has ghost books now. Have you played it?
Mm-hmm. No, because my parents just got back from
true.
Their little jaunt, mm-hmm. the little trip to visit my cousin in the States and his baseball team. So I am excited to play with them. Mm-hmm. So no, I haven't played yet. Because I was going to play with my sister, but I was like, hey, it'd be more fun to play with four people.
Yeah, it's not great two-player.
Yeah. Well, it says 2 to 8, so I guess it would be better with more.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so I've seen a few ghosts.
You've seen
some
little
ghosts. Thank you for asking. I've seen a few cartoon ghosts. Wow.
Ghosts are everywhere.
Oh my god. Hey, actually, you know where else I... Did I see ghosts? I don't think I... Well, I finally started watching What We Do in the Shadows, the series.
Okay, yeah.
It is so funny. Mm-hmm. I, like, my brain wanted to just
vampires.
Explode. So funny. There's vampires. They got witches in this one. They got wolves. Okay. They got... I was like, did they have a ghost? I can't remember. It was so funny. I would highly, highly recommend. Because we famously love the movie, the 2013 movie. And so I didn't know if I would love the series only because it follows different vampires. Like, it's not the same characters that they built and that we love.
Yeah.
So I was like, am I going to like it as much? The things that they can do with the TV series that they couldn't do in a movie. Mm-hmm. Make it so worthwhile. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been getting rave reviews for years, but I literally finally just was like, okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I should watch it. I've heard good things. I'll check if there's ghosts in it and report back.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm. I watched it on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. It has the first two seasons. So I've only seen the first two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. I think it's very good. Mm-hmm. So everyone should watch it. Yeah, so watch it and report back, because now I watched it in such a whirlwind, I can't remember if there's a ghost or not.
You can't recall the ghosts.
I just remember watching and going, "This, I love it. And then it was gone, and I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Can't remember all the details, because I was too excited. But yeah. You watching anything good this week?
Oh, I've been watching your show that you were talking about. I've been watching The Righteous Gemstones.
Yes, tell us how you're feeling. I know it's so good, mm-hmm. right? Ugh, thank God you're watching it because finally. I have so many feelings.
Yeah. It's good shit. I'm on the second season and
oh, nice.
It's just very silly a lot of the time. But then it gets wild. Like, it's also just so, like, big.
It's huge.
There's so much shit. I'm like, what is the fucking budget of this thing?
They have, like, unlimited money, it feels
like. Oh, yeah. It's HBO.
Incredible.
It's HBO. They can do whatever the fuck
they want. It's HBO. And think of, like, who the showrunners are. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Of course they, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it does feel really grand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They literally build a world and the biggest mega church in the world in that world.
Yes.
So, like, hello. There's just money everywhere. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
But yeah, it's some good shit.
I love that for you, and I love that for
And
everyone.
I've continued to watch The Gilmore Girls.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Ye old classic.
Ye old Gilmore Girls. We love them.
Yeah. Love it.
Do you have anything else that you need to tell the people this week? Any updates?
I don't know that I have any updates. No. I'm good.
Wow.
Do you?
No, I don't think so.
I know.
I'll just tell them that they can follow us on Instagram at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod.
Yeah.
And we're also on TikTok on the same thing.
The old TikTok.
The old TikTok. We got an email. If you want to send us an email, it's ghostsareverywhere
@gmail.com.
We'll read it. We'll look at it. We'll give it a gander. We might even respond to you.
If you're lucky.
So send us pictures of your dogs.
Oh my god. If you do that, we will be so happy.
Or cats, or just pets in general.
Yeah,
we'll take them.
Pets.
We'll definitely respond to that. God. We'll give you a lot of heart emojis.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
This also goes for Instagram. You can also send us these photos on for Instagram.
Yeah. Yes. If you post a picture of your animals and want to send it our way, either via DM or by tagging
us,
we'd be
don't mind at all.
We would be really pleased.
We'd be very happy about it, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
It would really make our lives a lot better.
Oh my gosh, if only we could do, like, Pet Corner, where we just, like, look at people's pets.
Oh my god. do it so that we can just talk about people's pets.
And oh my gosh, wouldn't that be so fun?
It would be really dumb because people wouldn't be able to see anything.
Well, but we could post it to our Instagram and everyone could go look at the pet that we're talking about. And what if we did Pet Corner where we looked at them and said what they what their job was in a past life.
A pet of the week.
Pet of the week.
People, send us your pets so we can have a pet of the week.
Oh my gosh. It's up to you to that this if this segment gets off the ground.
We're relying on you guys for this new segment that we just decided is a thing. And
If you'd like it to be a segment, send it our way.
Yeah, we'll make it
happen. If you don't want it, then don't send it. We'll read the room. Yeah.
We'll get the hint.
We won't speak of it again, okay?
It's like, ghosts. There are people are yelling. They're like, it's ghosts are everywhere, not fucking cats and dogs are everywhere.
Not schnauzers are everywhere. But what if we, like, made a whole story for, like, the pet and, like, decided, like, what their, like,
we're gonna read
like,
your
job was in a past life. Aura. Or, like, oh, my God. Yeah. Or, like, what if we, like... You're like, where would they haunt? Like, that would be really funny.
Okay.
But people might be sad because they don't like to think about their pets being dead. But I think it'd be funny. I think it'd be funny.
Let's talk about our friends' pets and how they're going to die one day.
Hey, it's the only inevitable thing everyone in this world.
Dies.
And that's fine. And that's it's not fine. A bad thing.
And that's fine. We'll live through it.
You're right, we will. Was good. And with that, friends, we will say we love
you. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's not even Christmas. Huh?
Drag Cheville. Drag me to hell.
Drag you to hell.